A reading of the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The word of God for us, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the 9th chapter of the Gospel according to John. As Jesus walked along, He saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked Him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When He had said this, He spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, but it's someone like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. He said to them, "He put mud on my eyes. Then I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs?" And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him? It was your eyes he opened." He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that now he sees. Nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, "He is of age, ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been born blind, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Then they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. But as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born entirely in sin, and are you trying to teach us?" And they drove him out. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus said, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. Jesus said, "I have come into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sin. But now that you say, 'We sin, we see,' your sin remains." The word of God for us, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. True story. Reading this text, I felt so inflamed with love for Jesus that really all I thought I should do is come in here and read that, drop a mic, and leave. Is sitting in my covenant group Thursday as I had done some work with this, doing what we call exegesis in the profession, where you're reading out of the text, trying to dig up some kernel that you can share with everybody and have everybody be astonished at your knowledge of Jesus. I thought, but Jesus is the astonishing thing in this story, isn't he? Listen to what the man said. Well, here's an astonishing thing. I couldn't see, now I can see, and all y'all are concerned about is the day he did it and how he did it. Isn't that astonishing? Jesus is astonishing to me. Look at us. Are we anything that anybody would walk by us and bow down before us and say, "You're so great"? Are we? No, but we're children of God. And we get to be that because Jesus came along and put mud on our eyes and woke us up. Isn't that cool? You ought to say amen. Somebody ought to be happy about that. We were bumbling and stumbling through a dark world like somebody who had been born blind because we were without sight for God. And Jesus comes along and woke us up, put mud on our eyes, spit on us, opened us up so that we could see and believe. Wow. Me? He did that for me? I don't deserve that, do you? Man, these people, they were like, "No, we got to get by this guy because somebody sinned, either his parents or he did, so that he was born blind." I don't know how bad this guy was that he could have sinned in the mother's womb. But surely they thought his parents must have sinned. Listen to this beautiful thing St. Irenaeus said. He said, that which the artificer, the great creator, the word had omitted to form in the womb, he supplied in public that the works of God might be manifested in him. Wow. Some brilliant theologian could ask the question, why doesn't God reach down into the womb and perfect us and heal us of sin before we're born and able to sin? That's a good question, isn't it? And the answer might be so that God can heal you of it later for God's own glory. Do you hear that, church? We were all born blind, unable to see and love God. But what an amazing thing He has done for you. Now you get to see Christ in each other. Isn't that a joy? An astonishing thing. Now you can pick this apart deeper and say all kinds of wonderful things about this text, but I'm just not going to do it today. I want you to go home with this story in your mind, not something I said. And I want you to see yourself in the place of this person who was born blind and see your life in light of that. Because, dear ones, God is at work in you, healing you of blindness and giving you life so that you can live before other people and give God glory by who God is making you to be. A person fully alive. One of my favorite scholars said, the sign itself is a powerful witness to Jesus as the one sent of God for the salvation of a world in darkness. The blind man now healed is ready to risk rejection rather than deny Jesus. That's who you were healed to be. We were all born in darkness. But now, dear ones, we see the light of Christ, even in each other. Isn't that good news? That's all I'm going to say. I say we stand up and praise our Maker and praise our Savior. Lift your voices, dear one. Open my eyes that I may see. Hymn 454. Sing like He opened your eyes.